You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Get your hands on this live recorded 4-hour Hollywood Exposed series. Download and listen with your teens today. This message provides an eye-opening, in-depth look at today's pop culture and the effects it has on our kids. This is a must for any parent with children who have a tech gadget, watch Netflix, ingest social media, play video games, and use apps. That should pretty much cover every kid in America. Get this series for your family and another one for a family with teens, tweens, or toddlers. It makes an excellent gift. The topics covered in this Hollywood Exposed series are how TV shows and movies promote identity crisis and gender confusion, how celebrities promote Satanism and witchcraft in today's music, how video games, sexting, bullying, and social media impact our children, and how to safeguard your home from today's harmful entertainment. Download this Hollywood Exposed series from our Counterculture Mom website today and tune in with your kids immediately. Just go to counterculturemom.com and click on that store tab. Let's rewrite Hollywood script for our kids.
Imagine a young single woman with the dream to be a Broadway star who moves to New York City to pursue that dream and win a Tony. She works hard, but she's unaware of what door God is about to open and how it will change her life forever. I'm Kate Battistelli, and when I was just 26 and I didn't know Jesus, God lifted me out of the chorus of the national Broadway tour of The King and I, and he took me from understudy to leading lady overnight in the role of a lifetime, starring opposite Yul Brynner for more than 1,000 performances. Was I terrified? Yes. But sometimes God asks us to do it afraid. I gave God my heart at age 29, and he took me on a very different path than the one I was on, asking me to trust and follow when it made no sense. My new book, The God Dare, invites you to think bigger and trust deeper than ever before, and choose to believe the impossible for your life, because the impossible is God's comfort zone. To trust that God has a plan beyond your wildest dreams, knowing he's daring you to step out of your comfort zone. A God Dare asks, what if we say yes? It's hard, but it's always worth it to go where God is calling us to go. What's a God Dare? It's simple. It's God's yes, his gigantic smile and nod of the head, his holy high five beckoning us to believe, begging us to take him at his word and once and for all let go of fear and doubt and say yes to his yes. It's God's offer to choose to be chosen, to say yes to his magnificent plan for your life. Now, I never won that Tony, and in spite of an abortion at 18, a miscarriage, and 4 failed adoption attempts, God gave me and my husband a wonderful daughter, Francesca Battistelli, and 5 beautiful grandchildren. He isn't done with me yet, and he isn't done with you either. So join me and 14 Bible heroes, and let's figure out what God is daring you to do. Because taking the God Dare changes everything.
As a young actress in New York City, Kate Battistelli experienced a life-changing experience going from understudy to starring as Anna in the Broadway national tour of The King and I, opposite Yul Brynner for more than 1,000 performances. Kate and her husband laid down their careers in the Broadway theater in answer to their first God Dare, moving out of New York City and into a life of homeschooling and home business. She currently lives in Franklin, Tennessee, near her daughter, Grammy Award-winning contemporary Christian recording artist Francesca Battistelli, and her 7 grandchildren. Because of her heart for the broken and bruised, you can find her mentoring and encouraging women of all ages to bungee jump beyond their comfort zone and into God's irresistible future. Kate Battistelli is the author of the bestseller, The God Dare, Will You Choose to Believe the Impossible?, Growing Great Kids, and then soon to be released, Mom Is Not My Only Name, The After Party of the Empty Nest. Tina Griffin here, and welcome to the Counterculture Mom Show. Bold Christian faith is the talk of the town. I'm with author, speaker, podcast host, Kate Battistelli. Kate, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Tina. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you for being on the show today. I have a very close friend of mine, Blue Wyatt, who had your book, The God Dare, on her nightstand about 2 years ago. I picked it up, said, what is this? She told me what she was reading, and I knew I had to get you on for this theme. It's all about God's timing, but I'm so excited for you to share about the transformative power of Christ in your life, going from what you were doing on the stage in New York to what you're doing today. It's unbelievable. You encourage women to pursue intimacy with Jesus, seek holiness, and dig deep to uncover the courage to step boldly into their destiny. What does the phrase God dare mean to you?
Well, have you ever had one of those just crazy ideas drop in your spirit and you go, well, that's kind of cool, God, but I can't do that. That is so far beyond my comfort zone that I'm saying no, but God keeps bugging you. I mean, that's what happened to me with writing books. I wasn't a writer till God literally dared me to write my first book. And of course, I gave him every excuse in the book, in the other book, to say, no, I'm not a writer. I don't have a college degree, Tina. I went to 4 colleges in 2 years. I didn't graduate from any of them, but I got on the dean's list because I wanted to be in New York. I wanted to be on the stage, be in theater. So college just seemed, it was just in the way for me. But you know, that's kind of how it works. It's just one of those things that drops in that is scary. I mean, a God dare will typically scare you because you're going to know, man, I cannot do this without God's help. But if you could do it without him, he wouldn't be daring you.
Yes. And it would be a boring life, honestly. Anything with God in the mix is the foundation. It's like, man, I wish I would have jumped into the mix about 5 years earlier. So take us back to those days. You're in New York City. How did God get a hold of your heart and say, I need you to drop this and do this instead?
Well, after I was done with The King and I, and I did almost 3 years, about 1,000 performances around the country.
Wow.
Well, the best part of it, I mean, it was wonderful. It was an amazing experience. But during the show, my husband joined the show during the run of the show as the associate conductor. And I didn't know him, but I could see him in the orchestra pit and he was very cute. I thought, okay, I got to know that guy, find out what's the scoop on him. Well, we met and fell in love literally across the footlights. And it was just a matter of time before, you know, when I left the show, we ended up getting married. And it was, maybe 9 months or so after that we met the Lord. And it's a crazy story. If you want to hear it, I can tell it, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Tell us, and I hate doing this. It's like a 25-minute episode, but can you give us the bullet point version, but not leave out any details? Is that even possible?
Well, I can do that.
Let's do it.
Well, we had a little business in New York City, and there was a gal that was mentoring us in our business. She was a born-again Jewish woman, and she kept inviting us to church, and she was relentless, and she invited us and invited us. And finally, it was just like, oh, let's just get this over with. I had no interest. I was raised as an Episcopalian, which was about all I wanted. And, you know, she kept inviting us. So finally, we said, oh, gosh, let's just get this over with. She asked us, she said, come on Friday night. We've got this great gospel choir. You're going to love the music. And we thought, okay, we'll go. Well, she takes us to this all black church in Jamaica, Queens. Holy Spirit filled church. She walks us in the front door and it's like you've stepped into a foreign planet. If you've never experienced the Holy Spirit, she takes us and sits us down in the front row. There's three of us. Oh, and by the way, she was a born-again Jewish gal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the whole thing's just crazy. The born-again Jewish gal leads us to the Lord in an all-black church in Jamaica. So, you know, as soon as the pastor gave the altar call, our hands went up and we really never looked back. Now, we stayed in New York for the next year we had our daughter, we had Francesca. And then about a year after that, Mike and I both started getting this sense in our spirit. We were new Christians, so we didn't fully understand the Holy Spirit. We started getting this weird sense that this is not the life God has for us.
Ooh.
And we figured out we got prayer. We got good counsel, which I always recommend before someone takes what they think is a God dare. Get some counsel.
Yes.
But we got good counsel and we realized we're supposed to lay this down. We're supposed to walk away. What you spent your life. I mean, my husband has a doctorate in conducting. You know, he spent years pursuing a music career.
Wow.
Lay it down. And we did. And it was crazy. We were from New Jersey, both of us. So we ended up leaving New York, moving back to New Jersey. Our friends thought we were crazy.
Crazy.
You don't do that. You don't get to that level and just drop it. But the Lord told us to do that. We did. And it's interesting when I see how God was able to use our daughter, because I just wanted to be famous. I mean, seriously, Tina, I wanted a Tony. That's what I wanted. I wanted everybody to love me and think I was the greatest thing on earth. And God said, you know, I can't really use that. I mean, you can use it in certain ways, but not in that way. But I can use your daughter because she wants to worship me.
Wow.
So what I always tell people is our ceiling becomes our children's floor. You know, so I think that's one of the reasons. And I think it was also a way that God honored our obedience. You know, that something came out of that. It wasn't just lay this down because I'm telling you to, and I'm being tough, you know, or whatever. God was saying, lay this down by our obedience. That's what I believe was kind of the catalyst of him being able to raise her up to the position she's in, which alone is mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. So much talent in your family, so much talent. And you've reached so many people through your obedience. And that's the biggest thing, too, with this series. I'm finding out all the guests that are bold for the Lord are obedient. And I shared a little bit in a previous episode this week where basically, you know, I wanted to start this radio program. I had it in my brain for about 3 decades. I was 16 when I gave my heart to the Lord. And then 3 decades later, I was given this opportunity to start this radio program right during COVID. And I just kept giving excuses or reasons that I thought I wasn't ready. And the Lord's like, if you don't pull the trigger now, it's disobedience. Yeah. And so it was so convicting that day I sat down, tell me what you want me to do, because I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to waste another minute. The fact that you both were on the same page together as a married couple, newly walking with the Lord, yes, God blessed you. And he blessed you mightily through your daughter and through your lives to be a testimony to people today. And it's just a reminder again of the life that you could miss out on if you're not walking with the Lord and doing what he's called you to do, which is so much better than what you thought you wanted.
Absolutely.
I hear you. When I moved to LA, when I was 16, I wanted to become the next Julia Roberts. God's like, I don't have that in the cards for you. You can be out in LA for a decade, but it's to learn what you learned to now do what you're doing today. Yeah. I love your testimony. What are some excuses that people use to not pursue the dream God has for them?
Oh, gosh, I'm too old, which was one thing that I said, because I didn't start writing or anything until I was in my 50s. I'm too old. I'm too young. I messed up too much. I mean, as I say on that video, I had an abortion at 18. You'd think you've messed up too much. That's messing up pretty much. I've messed up too much. No one will listen to me. God can't really use me. You know, all those wimpy things that we say, which really are just excuses to get us out of what God's telling us to do. But I don't know if you've ever heard of Reinhard Bonnke. Have you heard of him?
I heard of his name before.
He was like the Billy Graham of Africa. Okay. Millions came into the kingdom because of Reinhard Bonnke. Well, one day God told him, he said, you were not my first choice. You were my third choice. Can you imagine God telling you that? And all I can think of is those other two guys. What, when they get to heaven and God says, here's what I had for you. And they said, they don't want it. I mean, imagine that. That just makes your head explode. What was written in their book. And I didn't come to meet the Lord till I was 29. So I'm determined not to miss anything else that was written in my book, because clearly I missed a chunk. So I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to miss one more thing. I want you to be so clear with me that I can't disobey, you know, and not miss anything.
That blows my mind. I did hear that story before, probably a decade or two ago, actually. And those were the type of messages that got me fired up as a teenager, not wanting to miss one more minute. I was bummed out that I placed my faith in the Lord at the age of 16. I'm like, man, what could I have done, you know, for the Lord if I would have said yes to God when I was 4? So yeah. I hear you with that. And honestly, too, when people are nervous to take that next step forward because they don't think they have what they need, I have never experienced God telling me to do something where I did it or I tried doing it and he didn't provide what I needed. He's not going to give us a dream or a vision and then not provide for what he's calling us to do. That's not even God. Okay, short commercial break. When we come back, I've got to talk to you about you and your husband's careers. Find out more about that. We need more dirt. More with Kate right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
If you're a busy mom like me, juggling kids, home life, and everything in between, you know healthcare is a huge decision. What's worked for me and my family for over a decade? MediShare. Over the years, I've had all four of my kids with MediShare, gone through two major surgeries, and never once stressed about the bills being paid. MediShare is affordable, saving us up to 50% compared to other healthcare options. And I love knowing our money never ends up supporting things that don't align with our values. MediShare offers 24/7 access to telehealth services as well. Have a sick kid in the middle of the night? Not a problem. They've got your back. So if you're looking for healthcare that fits your family and your values, I can't recommend MediShare enough. Call today at 1-866-88-BIBLE and be sure to mention Counterculture Mom when you enroll. That's 1-866-88-BIBLE. And join the thousands of families like mine who found healthcare that truly cares about what matters most. Chapter 4 of your book was a difficult chapter for you to write because it deals with an abortion you had as a teen. Explain more about that and how you encourage women to trust God's forgiveness, releasing guilt and shame. That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. I was 18, and after I graduated high school, I found out I was pregnant, and I thought, oh shoot, you know, what do I do now? I cannot tell my family. I knew it was just, this is back in the early 70s. Okay, this is before before Roe v. Wade has even been signed into law. So I didn't know what to do. I knew I could not tell my parents. So I found out there was a thing called Planned Parenthood. I went and they just said to me, well, the lady said, you want a baby? And I said, no, I want to be a Broadway star. I can't do that. So she booked me into New York. I went in, I had an abortion. I mean, it was just a mind-blowing thing, but it's one of those things, if you're like me, you just put it in the back. You don't think about it. Because in those years, it brought great shame. You know, it's not like you didn't shout it from the rooftops telling people, I had five abortions. It was shameful. It was a heavy thing. And I mean, it just was something, honestly, I carried that around for so many years. I only told my husband. I didn't tell my daughter before this book came out because I was so afraid of how she would think of me. I let it weigh me down to such an extent that I couldn't let anybody know that I had done something so bad. But God, literally before this book was finished, he was daring me, put that in your book. People need to know that. You need to let women know about that, because I tell them, look, if you've asked the Lord to forgive you, your sin is as far as the east is from the west. He's not remembering your sins. He's not sitting there going, well, you had an abortion, so I can't use you. That is nonsense. And we have to take that heaviness, that guilt, that shame off of ourselves. Allow the Lord to take it off by just going, you know what? I am not going to let this define me or hold me back. That's one of the things that women said when they say, I've messed up too much. God can't use me. That is a lie from the pit of hell.
Absolutely.
Anybody listening today, just shake that off. Ask the Lord. He's forgiven you. You've repented. Do it again and ask him to take that away and tell somebody, so that it's not holding you down.
Yes. And I'm telling you, the weight will be lifted as well when we share our hard past and trauma, something we did or something that happened to us, because of the lives that we could save as a result of sharing our story. I used to go to the pro-life marches in DC, and I used to listen to the women that were with the Silent No More organization. I would just be bawling because all of the women that talked about the horrific past and were repentant, and at the same time, they're giving their baby now a voice from heaven with all the women there that were contemplating literally ending their baby's life. And so many lives are spared and saved as a result of you sharing your story, Kate, in your book. So praise God that you did that. More with Kate on her life and how to get her two phenomenal books we're highlighting today, some of many, right after this.
James 5:16 reminds us to confess our sins to one another and pray for each other so we may be healed. It's not enough to admit the church body has a hidden porn problem. Church leaders need the tools to help people find freedom. The Healing Church book by Covenant Eyes cuts through the confusion. Here's what to expect from this phenomenal read. Learn why sex isn't the real problem regarding pornography. Discern how porn undermines ministry in the local church. Understand how porn affects men and women differently and how to help them. The church has a choice. It can ignore the porn problem, or it can lead people by grace to the foot of the cross, where strongholds are crushed and strong servants arise. Get your free copy of the Healing Church book in the mail today. Scan the QR code on the screen or text the word VICTORY to the number 66866. This book is a must-read for ministry leaders, parents, and counselors. Text VICTORY to the number 66866. Together with our friends at Covenant Eyes, we can help the church conquer pornography once and for all.
Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is, you're not sick. You're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has two natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched, and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to masterpiecebyhcs.com. That's Master, P-E-A-C-E, by HCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison. You have many phenomenal books. Two that I want to highlight today is The God Dear, Will You Choose to Believe the Impossible? We can get this on Amazon, 5-star, of course. And what will we find in this fantastic read?
Well, you'll find all the things I just talked about. But what it is 14 different Bible heroes that I believe God literally dared to change the world, like Esther. You know, go in, you might be killed, but you go do that. And she did, and changed the world. Mm. So it's that, a lot of my story, because my testimony is just so outside the box. So I talk a lot about my life. And, you know, so that's basically what it is. But it's very encouraging. Each chapter has questions at the end and prayers, you know, and all that stuff. So it can also work as a Bible study.
Yeah. When I asked my Blue about the book, she just lit up. She's like, "Oh my gosh, take it, read it." She was going on fire. So it just tells me that it absolutely is a life changer. Another book I want to highlight, perfect timing to grab this as a gift over the holiday season here. Growing Great Kids, Partner with God to Cultivate His Purpose in Your Child's Life. Fill us in on what we're going to read in this fantastic book of yours.
Yeah, this is the one God dared me to write. And it's about the 15 things we did over raising our daughter. What did we do to raise her, not only to find her purpose and her destiny, but to continue to follow the Lord, to not give up that passion? Because, you know, so many kids leave home and they walk away from what they were, how they were raised. So it's kind of our I don't know, workbook of how we did that and got her to the point she's at.
I can totally see why he called you out of New York City to do what you've done for the last couple of decades. You're helping so many people. This information is hard to find and so needed. Last but not least, everybody, flood Kate's website, katebattistelli.com. That's KateBattistelli.com. It'll be in the show notes at counterculturemom.com. All the links, resources, everything. What can we find on your website, girl? I know we can bring you in to speak. You have a bunch of books. Anything else that we should do? Sign up for a newsletter, I'm assuming.
You can sign up for it there. Or if you want to get a few free chapters of the God Dare, you can just text God Dare, all one word, G-O-D-D-A-R-E, to 44144. That
Perfect.
Way they get three free chapters, the introduction, Franny's forward.
Thank you for coming on the program today. It's such a joy to meet you. I saw you in passing 300 times here in the last 7-8 years in Nashville, but I look forward to meeting you in person, like face to face someday. You're doing fantastic work. Everybody out there, support Kate, grab her books, share them with the masses, grab this episode and text it to people, send it through a newsletter, however you can get it out there, share it on social media, but get Kate's words out to the masses. We need encouragement today to live boldly for Jesus. In this dark, dark world, let's keep shining Christ's light brighter. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to give to our cause, go to counterculturemom.com. Click on that pink donate button, top of the page, give away every single dime we will spend on airtime to get Kate's message and all the rest of our guests out to millions of people around this globe like we do every single week. You guys rock. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving, all of it. Not sure when this is going to air. God's timing on that. Kate, keep up the excellent work.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over 2 decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.